KP Sports, I'm Tom Merriam. The NBA Finals shifted to Boston for Game 3, and the series shifted to the Celtics as well. AP's Gethin Coolball tells us how the Green went up 2-1.
The Celtics withstood a second-half rally by the Warriors in a 116-110 Game 3 win to take a 2-1 series lead in the NBA Finals. Jaylen Brown scored 17 of his team-high 27 points in the first quarter, helping Boston build an 18-point first-half lead.
Coming out each and every night, putting our best foot forward is what we got to do.
Stephen Curry had a game-high 31 points and led Golden State all the way back with a go-ahead three in the third quarter before being outscored 23-11 in the fourth.
Between the first 3 minutes of the fourth and the first 12 minutes of the game, that was pretty much it.
Stanley Cup playoffs had a night off, but resumed Thursday with Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals in New York, with the Rangers and Lightning tied at 2 apiece. Baseball, lots of streaks on the line Wednesday. The Angels' losing streak has now stretched to 14 games after being edged 1-0 by the Red Sox, who have won 7 in a row. The Yankees' 7-game win streak was stopped by the Twins 8-1. The Braves have won 7 in a row while handing the A's their 8th consecutive defeat 13-2. The Phillies have now won 6 straight, including all 5 games under interim manager Rob Thompson, dousing the Brewers, who have lost 5 in a row 10-0. Bryson Stott, 4-for-4 with the 2-run homer for the new skipper.
I mean, it's been tons of fun, and everyone's having fun, and everyone's smiling.
The Dodgers topped the White Sox 4-1 as Tony Gonsolin raised his record to 7-0.
Basketball was solid. Location was all right. Felt like it was jumping a little bit, so happy with that.
The Padres crushed the Mets 13-2. Other winners, Giants, Diamondbacks, Marlins, Guardians, Tigers, Royals, and Mariners. Kevin Cash's Rays routed the Cardinals 11-3.
Hopefully, this sign here as of the last 2 days gives some guys the overall offense some confidence to continue on.
Tom Merriam, AP Sports.